Hello, Anne-Marie Moore, owner of Living Faith Publishing and author of Love's Weaving Hand series, LWHSeries.com. And I want to thank you for all your prayers and encouragement as I've been working through the projects of Book 1 and 2 that have been recently published on Kindle. And if you've had an opportunity to read any of the books, I would appreciate if you would leave a review. That would help a lot so that I can know if there's any areas that I need to work on, whether the story was, you know, you appreciated, or maybe some things were kind of missing that you would have liked to have seen. I would appreciate any of your reviews. Also, in the next few weeks, I'm going to be busy doing some website tweaks and maintenance. I'm also working on setting up audio booth. As what I'm doing here, I have my makeshift booth that I made from a bunch of pillows. Something I'm playing around with, something I've been preparing and setting up. I purchased my microphone several months ago, and little by little, I keep getting the parts for this studio. Of course, this is, like I said, a makeshift studio here where I'm staying at in my home church. And eventually, I want to have more of a portable one that will go with me, that I'm been doing some research and trying to come up with something portable and that will fit in our van, because we do travel quite a bit, but that would be easy to set up as well. So I need to set up also my what I call content calendar, or what I'll be writing in the coming weeks. And so I need to basically a time to just really think about what's coming up and plan. I am a planner, and I need time to put that all together. And as you will notice, that this week there was no Beauty and Dying devotional, but I do want to encourage you to go ahead and read my latest blog post called Inspiration to Write Steps to Success. And this is to encourage you to write, whether you're actually writing stories or nonfiction books, but also for letters and notes. How many times you think, oh, I know I should write that person, and you just, well, I don't feel like it, may, because you don't have the inspiration to write. And I want to encourage you in this article that simply for you to commit your work to the Lord, and your thoughts, and that includes your inspirational thoughts, will be established for you to be able to write something that God would have you to write for His glory and for a blessing in someone's life. And so I you know, there's a lot of things coming up in my life and in the life of my family, and a lot of changes and challenges. And so I would appreciate your patience as I take time, I guess, in a sense, time off from actually writing Beauty and Dying devotionals, although the Lord's really put on my heart to share tidbits that maybe sometimes I can't just write an entire post about what God is showing me, but I can certainly share the maybe a little tidbit in the Beauty and Dying, and just to get our eyes on the Lord. And so I appreciate prayer for that, and ministry opportunities that are coming up that the Lord's opening doors for us. I'm so appreciative of my husband, just supportive in my writing, as well as being all a part of what God is doing in our lives as a whole in our ministry. And this, my writing is part of our ministry. I write for our ministry. I write because of ministry. It's just a blessing in our lives and stuff. And to be available to the open doors that God has, and wisdom in taking those open doors. I thank you for the time that you take in reading the devotionals. I thank you for letting me know when it has been something that God has used in your life. And that's been such a blessing to me. Because as you know, there's an enemy out there trying to discourage God's people. And we are here in His victory and in His faith and in His love to be that blessing one to another. And I sure appreciate you, and I pray that our Lord be blessed in our lives, and to God be all the glory. In His hands, Anne-Marie Moore.